From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Yemen's al-Qaeda branch claims responsibility for a deadly attack on a French magazine last week in Paris. In a video posted online Wednesday, a man identified as Nasser al-Ansi, a top leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, that is, said his group planned and financed the attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo that left 12 people dead. Here in Washington, State Department spokeswoman Marie Harve said the video is authentic, and Washington is determining what links might have existed between the extremist group and the two gunmen.
This, we believe, likely came from AQAP's media wing, the latest example of the brutality that is really AQ's calling card, certainly how AQAP is the most dangerous affiliate associated with AQ Corps, particularly in terms of external plotting outside of their region where they're located.
Meanwhile, the first edition of the magazine Charlie Hebdo published on Wednesday. As Lisa Bryant reports, readers lined up for hours to get the issue.
All 700,000 copies of the weekly sold out within hours of appearing in newsstands around the country. The edition is the first since gunmen shot dead a dozen people at Charlie Hebdo's Paris office last week. But Charlie Hebdo is undaunted. This newest edition again features Mohammed cartoons, including one on its cover where he is crying and holding a sign saying, "I am Charlie." The cover has angered some Muslims both overseas and in France. More issues of Charlie Hebdo will be printed in the coming days. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Federal agents have arrested an Ohio man for allegedly plotting to set off bombs at the U.S. Capitol building and shoot employees as they ran from the Capitol. Christopher Cornell was arrested Wednesday moments after buying a weapon at a Cincinnati gun store. According to court documents, Cornell allegedly told an FBI informant that he was planning to go to Washington, scope out government buildings for security measures, and set off pipe bombs outside the U.S. Capitol. He was charged in a federal court with weapons possession and attempting to kill a U.S. government officer. Indonesian divers plan to head to the fuselage of an Air Asia jet that crashed last month, after a Singaporean Navy ship found the wreckage in the Java Sea. Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Chief Henry Bambang Solestio said the fuselage was found about 3 kilometers from the plane's tail and about 800 meters from the black boxes which had been located earlier. Underwater photos taken by a remote-controlled vehicle showed the cracked fuselage and part of the plane's wing. The Airbus jet, with 162 people on board, crashed December 28th, less than halfway into its scheduled 2-hour flight from Surabaya, Indonesia, to Singapore. The top U.S. and Iranian diplomats unexpectedly resumed their talks on Tehran's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry returned to his Geneva hotel Wednesday evening for an unscheduled meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. The two men had spent 5 hours earlier Wednesday in a renewed effort to reach a deal. A senior State Department official said they discussed a wide range of issues. The aide said Mr. Kerry and Mr. Zarif then offered guidance to their teams to prepare for a round of negotiations that start Thursday. The U.S. Space Agency says no one is in danger following an alarm at the International Space Station, which prompted astronauts to evacuate the U.S. section and move to the Russian side. Mike Sefradini said that mission controllers lost communication with a computer card on board the space station.
It's just a computer that sends telemetry down and brings commands back up. And this card has a number of measurements on it, and those were the measurements we lost.
NASA said the 6-person space station crew is safe and in good shape inside the Russian module. And Pope Francis preached a message calling for unity and forgiveness during a service at a church in Sri Lanka's war-torn north. In a prayer at Our Lady of Matu Shrine, the Pope denounced the evil of war, saying that a conflict that left up to 100,000 people dead had torn open the heart of Sri Lanka. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.